I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Comte-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking get a refund? Make that money count.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
It's Friday, and our friend of the week this week is Whitney. And Whitney wrote in just to let us know that she's actually filing a tax return for her very first time. She's in her 20s, and she says that she's actually super excited about this. In her words, "Hey, Shauna, thanks so much for the Millennial Money podcast. I love listening to all the episodes. And instead of binging on Netflix, on the weekends, I go back and binge on all the episodes of your podcast. So thank you so much for all the knowledge. I'm in my 20s, filing my first tax return this year, and my friends are all a little bit nervous about it, but I am so super excited. And that might sound a little strange. The reason I'm excited about it is because I'm taking proactive steps to be really smart with my money. And I'm trying to find out some really good tips that you might have for how I can be even smarter with a tax return that I'm expecting. I'm expecting to get at least a couple $1,000s back, and I really want to put it to good use. I've got student loan debt, of course, like many of my peers and probably a lot of the listeners on this podcast, but I'm not sure if I want to throw all that debt onto my student loan or if maybe there's a better strategy. But nonetheless, I just wanted to shout out to all of the Millennial Money listeners out there who are worried about tax time and encourage them that this is a great time for you to take ownership over your bank account and to start making some smart money moves with your return, whatever that dollar amount may be. So I just want to say thank you so much for Whitney. That was an awesome email to receive, and I'm super excited that you're super excited about filing your taxes. And hopefully I can answer some of those questions to you today. I mean, I think the thing that you should really know is there really isn't a right or wrong answer about what you should do with your tax return. As always, you know, it depends. And again, I know that's really frustrating because so much of the money decisions are with an asterisk mark and it just depends. But, you know, I'll give you some ideas and I'm quite confident though, you're probably going to make some really smart choices of what you want to do with your return. But I'm also going to encourage you, since you are a first-time filer, even if you weren't a first-time filer, I would encourage you the same way. Have a little fun with some of that refund. Not a lot of it, but you know, maybe a 5% of it or, you know, a small percentage of it. Go out and have a little fun with it. Do something that you've always wanted to do. And I think that's just a great way to stay motivated with your finances. And also to remind yourself that this is all about balance. This is not all about like making yourself crazy to pay off debt and never going out, never doing anything in life. Because if we did that, I could see how it would be so easy to get just totally burnt out on, you know, dealing with your finances. All right, so we're talking about taxes again. I promise you we'll get off this subject. In a couple months, but I'm getting a lot of questions about tax filing, about tax deductions, about what to do with your tax return. And so I think it's just really important that we kind of cover these things and, you know, try to have as much fun as we can with talking about taxes. I know it's kind of one of those subjects like, I mean, what is more boring to talk about than taxes? Probably not a lot. And yet it's so super important. It's so important to your financial future. It's important to your goals this year. And it's super important to think about what you're going to do with your tax return. And look, I've been guilty plenty of years, I think in my early 20s, when I got a tax return of blowing it, right? Blowing all of it on a fun idea, either a vacation or shopping or a new car or something that just seemed totally right at the time. But, you know, if I think about it now, I'm like, oh my gosh, like if I would have taken that money and done something good with that money, like, oh my God, where would that money be right now, right? But I digress. We can't go backwards. We can only go forwards. And you're allowed in your 20s to make some, I'm going to put this in brackets, semi-foolish money mistakes with your money. It's not even a mistake, right? It's just a decision, but you're totally allowed in your 20s because that's the time when you can like mess things up and not do them right or spend too much money on a vacation or a night out or whatever it may be, right? That's the time to do it because you have such a long time horizon that you can totally recover. You know, you can recoup. I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm in my 30s now, but when I think back to my college years when I used to go to parties and probably have a little bit too much to drink, you know, I would like wake up the next morning, like I would spring out of bed and be super fresh and super awake. And all it took was like, you know, half a bottle of water and I was like back to being a human again. Well, something happens like in your mid to late 30s where you just don't bounce back as much. Like it's harder, you know, when you are crabby the next day and all you want to do is eat like celery sticks and, you know, veg on the couch. So the point is that your money is a little bit like that, right? The older you get, the harder it is to kind of bounce back from some of these things, or not even bounce back, but I think you just start to think about things a little bit differently. But look, you know, if you get a tax return and you want to go out and blow it, like I am certainly not going to be upset with you because that happens. I'm just saying
don't go out and blow your tax return every single year that you get a tax return. That would probably be not a smart money decision, but you're allowed at least one, maybe a couple more in your lifetime. But I say, you know, everything's a balance, right? Life is a balance. It's all about balance. It's about work. It's about play. It's about, you know, eating good 80% of the time and 20% you eat pizza and cake and crap and, you know, you feel bad, but you feel good, right? So it's all about balance. So have fun with your tax return. Put half of it into something good and take at least half, if not more, and do something with that. And then the other, you know, bit that's left, maybe you can have some fun with it. But, you know, that the half or more that you take and do something good with, maybe you grow it. You know, you turn 2K into 5K and 10K into 15K and 20K into 30K. And, you know, your money starts going in the right direction, right? It starts going uphill instead of downhill. And I think for so many of us, like we get that tax return, we're like, oh my God, like things are finally turning around. Like life is good. The birds are out chirping. You know, we're seeing rainbows and pots of gold and all sorts of things like that. And then the money's gone. It just like vaporizes into something. And sometimes we're like, I don't even know what I spent it on. I mean, I can't tell you like, because I was running a business when I was in college, so obviously I was filing a tax return and I was getting money back, and I cannot tell you one single thing that I spent that money on. And I know I blew it. I know that I went out and I did something with it, but I cannot for the life of me remember what that was. I think I blew it like a few years in a row, and then I went like, wait a minute, this is a lot of money, and this is probably not a good decision for me to do this. I should probably do something a little bit better with that money. But, you know, take at least half and do something good, if not more. I mean, 80%, 70%, you know, as close as you can get to 100%, but still having a little bit of fun, that's kind of the recipe for, you know, smart money decision-making with your tax return. Because again, remember, this is all about balance. This is all about being able to do the things that we love in life while still making smart financial decisions. And I think that's why I hammer this home so much that I'm hoping, you know, after like the millionth time that you've heard me say this, like maybe subconsciously it just kind of registers, because everybody thinks that you have to give up your life to be smart financially. And I think that's maybe why talking about money is such a turnoff for people, because, you know, all you hear a lot of times is, you know, you should have no debt. You should have no fun. Everything should be paid off. You should, you know, just like live in like a 500 square foot place and like only turn your electricity on like every second Tuesday. And, you know, all of these crazy rules, I think that we've created and somehow like manifested. And that's just not reality, right? We have to live. We're going to make mistakes. Even the best of us are going to make mistakes with our money. I mean, it's just literally given. And if you've not made a mistake with your money yet, well, I'm just going to burst your bubble right now and tell you that there is a mistake coming somewhere down the line. It's going to come and it's going to be okay. You're going to make it through it. You're probably going to make several mistakes and you're going to live. Everything's going to be fine. But the point is I'm saying that a lot. The point is that, you know, you've got to be able to live your lifestyle to some extent. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have to give up certain things or cut back on certain things, because that's reality too, right? In order to get something, you know, with a risk, there's a potential return. And, you know, sometimes when we want things, we have to literally not do other things, right? We want to lose weight. We're going to have to like walk away from the cake, as hard as it is. We're going to have to walk away from sugar and sweets and alcohol and all those things, carbs, right? Love your carbs, all of those things. So the point is, let's just find balance and let's just make smart decisions along the way. And all the little bits and pieces of money that you can save here and there every single month, it really starts to add up. And that's like thinking about, you know, high yield savings accounts versus your bank savings account. You know, you're earning, you know, 0.5% or more in extra interest in the high yield savings account. Now, is it that big of a dollar amount every year? No. For most of us, it's somewhere between like $10 and, you know, a couple hundred dollars. But my point is it's extra money. And If you have lots of places where you're just making smart money decisions and you're increasing these dollar amounts, then you're moving in the right direction, right? It doesn't take a lot of those to point you in the right direction. You're still doing the stuff that you like to do in life, but maybe you're just doing it a little bit better, a little bit smarter.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Because again, it's just, if it's about you giving up things, if it's about you not having kind of this well-rounded life within reason, of course, right? Within reason, you know, when you're going outside the boundaries. I mean, we all do. We all know when we're spending too much and when we're making a decision with our money that we shouldn't. We just know it, right? It's intuitive. It's built into us. But what we choose to do is just like, you know, shoo away that bad angel, like kind of shove him off our shoulder or her, depending on if your angel's a girl or a boy. Not sexist here, right? We're trying to get rid of that angel. We don't want that angel to talk to us. You know, we want the good one that tells us we're doing everything right and everything's perfect and, you know, life is good. So anyway, I digress. Let's get back to talking about what we should do with that tax return. So the smart part, the smart money decisions, let's start with for the ER, right? We all know these unexpected expenses, they happen all the time. Whether it is your car breaks down, whether it is you have an unexpected bill that comes in, or you got to go to the hospital, or gosh, I mean, there are so many different emergencies that just pop up right and left. If you own a home, you know all too well about emergencies and savings because things just always seem to break down. And they seem to break down like in multiples. Have you ever noticed that? Like, it's not just that your dishwasher doesn't work, right? It's your dishwasher and then you're having some sort of like electrical problem and then all your smoke detectors aren't working correct. I mean, it's just, it seems to go in like phases like that. So a cushion of savings for these unexpected expenses is really important so it doesn't derail you, so you don't have to go to the credit card. And again, your cash reserves, it should cover 6 months worth of your expenses. So if you're tracking your expenses and you know your numbers, you know exactly the amount of money that you should have saved. But after you hit that 6 month cushion, let's say you're amazing savers, you hit that cushion, then you should set aside a separate emergency fund. Yes, you're going to double up on your emergency fund, enough to cover 24 months of expenses for longer term situations. Like, let's say there's an extended illness, or one of you loses a job, or both of you lose a job, and you cannot find another job right away. Maybe you have to move someplace else. I've had this happen to a lot of people that I've worked with, and there just wasn't enough money, and they had to do all sorts of things to just to cover that period. So the point is, the more savings cushion you have that is liquid that you can get your hands on, the better off you're going to be. And it's going to take you a while to save, and you're probably going to dip in and dip out of the money, and that's okay, right? This is an ebb and flow thing. Remember, it's all about balance. But the point is, work to at least get that 6 months worth of expenses covered. Okay, number two, we're going to max it out. So don't just save the minimum amount in your 401k, in your IRA, in your retirement funds. You know, use those funds to get you close to the maximum allowed amount for 2017 so that it can really grow over time. So you can turn that 2K into 5K and 10K into 15K and, you know, 20K into 100K down the road. That's what this is all about. And the whole reason we're doing this, the whole reason we're doing this budgeting thing, we're doing this know our numbers thing, we're doing this savings thing, right? It's not so that it is like, it's not like a boot camp experience, right? Where someone's like going to beat you over the head with this. It's for you. It's for choices. It's for lifestyle choices down the road. It's for you to be able to say, I don't want to work anymore, or I want to take my butt and I want to go to, I don't know, Australia for a year, or I want to start a business, or I want to start a family, or, you know, I want to buy a house, whatever it is for you, right? It gives you choices, and choices down the line are really what you're going to be thanking yourself for so much, right? So if you hit the match, if your company matches in your 401k and you've hit that match, keep going. You can save up to $18,000 in your 401k this year. Get as close to it as you can, if not hitting it out of the ballpark. One of the smartest decisions that I made in my early 20s was to maximum fund my retirement account. And I did this religiously. And you know what the deal is? Like, if you put it on auto debit from your paycheck, you don't even remember the money's missing. You don't think about it. It's just gone. It's not gone. It's there. It's yours. It's growing. It's in the background. But I want you to pretend like you can't see it. You can't touch it, right? It's this like invisible magical force that is growing your money. Now, obviously, I want you to look at it because I want you to know what's going on with your investments. And I want you to know where it's invested and all that good stuff. But just theoretically speaking, it's like, it just is like it never existed for you. But like 20, 30 years down the line, you're going to be really thankful that you did this, right? That you played this little game with yourself. And if you've done that, if you save your ER fund, you've maxed out your 401k, you can start an investment portfolio. And you know, the best thing about this is if you won't need these funds for at least 5 years, and you've maxed out your contribution in your retirement account, this is a great way to boost your savings. Start an investment portfolio, right? You can select low-cost index mutual funds or things called ETFs, exchange-traded funds, with one of the really high-quality, low-cost players. There's Vanguard, Fidelity, T. Rowe Price. Betterment is one of the best robo-advisors, online advisors. You can set up an investment portfolio on Betterment. And this is not a commercial for Betterment. I just really like what they're doing for a super low cost. They have great portfolio options and they have a great platform online, so you can really stay on top of what's going on. And, you know, usually to start an outside investment portfolio, you're going to need about $3,000 to $5,000 to start, but that's perfect because that's usually right in the range of most people's, you know, tax return. And the reason you do this, well, an outside investment account, you got total flexibility. You can withdraw money at any time for any purpose without having to pay penalty or taxes on that money. You know, if you take money out of your IRA with you know, a few exceptions, or out of your 401k before 59 and a half, you've got a penalty, you've got taxes, you've got all sorts of things. Well, with an outside taxable account, you don't have that. So as long as you hold your investments for more than a year, you're going to pay what's called long-term capital gains rates. The usually ranges somewhere between 0 to 20%, depending on the tax bracket you're in and any gain you have. But if you hold your investments for less than a year, you're going to pay equivalent to your income tax on your gains, right? This is short-term capital gains. So remember, these accounts are investing for a long time. And number two, with the right investments, you can really minimize your taxes in these taxable accounts. If you think like broad range index exchange traded funds, like the S&P 500 fund, index mutual funds for your equity portion, what you're looking for is a low turnover. And what this means is how often stock is purchased and sold within your fund, right? And with a low turnover, then you have a low capital gains distribution. On the bonds, because remember we got stocks and bonds, on the bond side of your portfolio, think municipal bonds or munis as they're called sometimes. They can have a place in your taxable account because their income is exempt from federal taxes and in a lot of cases, state taxes too. And what this does is create a real tax efficient portfolio in your taxable account. And that's what you're looking for, right? So there's lots of ways to skin a cat, if you will. That's a really terrible analogy. I hate that analogy. I love cats. I have the most beautiful cat for about 6 years. Her name was Sophie. She was a big, white, fluffy cat. She had the cutest little like birthmark on her face. I have a little birthmark kind of by my, or mole, if you will. I think it's a mole actually, just above my lip. It's kind of the opposite side of Madonna. So if you got Madonna pictured, I got the same thing, but the opposite side. But anyway, Sophie had the cutest little mole that like almost matched mine. And I loved her to death. She passed away. It broke my heart. She was like my best friend. So I don't know why I'm talking about skinning cats, because that's a really horrible thing to say. Okay, forget I said that. Anyway, so we've got our investments. If you own a house, tax return money is a great way to invest in home improvements, but think things that have big payoff for you, right? Think kitchen, bathroom, and structural. Not always the most exciting thing, but roofs, air conditioner, pipes, the unfun stuff a lot of times yields the biggest returns. Anything where you go green, whether you're putting in a tankless water heater or some other green feature in your house, those sometimes have great tax benefits too, but they're going to definitely yield a good return for you because that's what people are looking for. They're looking for all of those things, but it's the structural things too that really reinforce your house that are going to bring about the most value. So you can never go wrong with investing in your house, but do it in smart things. You know, paint's one thing. Paint's great. Curtains are great. You know, but they're not really going to necessarily get you any type of return, especially if you're thinking about selling your house in the near term future. You want to think about these things that are going to give it a big, big return, you know, because that's really what this is all about, right? But I want you to become passionate about savings. I want you to think about your tax return maybe differently than you have in the past. Again, nothing wrong with taking a portion of it, 25, 30%, 50% if you have to, and go out and do something fun with it. Just blow it. Don't even think about it, right? I give you permission to do that because it's not fun if we can't have fun, but take the other half. Or take 80% or 70%, whatever that number is that you decide, and do something smart with that money. You know, socking away big lump sums of money like bonuses and overtime pay and promotion, tax returns, all of these things, doing these with a strong commitment every single month to save at least 10 to 20% of your income, no matter how much you earn, is really what's going to help you get ahead of the game financially. There aren't a lot of secrets when it comes to being smart financially, when it comes to being, or making rather smart money moves. It's really about these basic things that are going to help propel you dramatically into the future, right? But again, have some fun. I want you to have some fun. I really encourage you to have some fun. It's no fun without fun. I'm going to be having some fun, so I hope you're going to be having some fun too, all right? As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game, and if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends. They need to learn about tax time too, right? Shout it out on social media, use the hashtag Millennial Money Podcast, and head on over to the link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.